That jaunty ukulele music means it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And joining us now to help us out with Kids Q, as always on Friday, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, right here on WCHL, Gene Boldick. How are you?
I'm good. You know, my cousin was a music teacher, and my cousin once removed or whatever, mm-hmm. and she played the ukulele. And, you know, you would think it's this tiny guitar.
Yeah.
It sort of looks like it would be very easy to play. I think it totally
is
not.
It's a difficult instrument to play. Well, even if you know the guitar, it's like
yeah.
a whole bunch of different chords you have to learn
yeah.
and fingering on the
you yeah, know, frets. And I think that, you know, kind of the physical thing of playing it is deceptively
yes.
difficult.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So kudos to whoever is playing that ukulele.
It's a good. It's a good song. I don't remember what the name of it is, but
it's something like I Love Kids Q. Da 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 da. I don't know.
It's
what
something
it is.
Like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for Kids Q?
Yeah. As long as the question isn't what's the name of that song.
It is not.
It is not. Well,
yeah.
That's good. In that case, I'm ready.
Go for it.
Because I feel like everything else would be. I can probably get through.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. This is for everyone. Here is today's question, totally unrelated to the song. What would you do if you were locked in a zoo overnight?
After I was done celebrating being locked in a zoo overnight?
Yes. Because it would depend on what part of the zoo you were locked in.
I mean, like, I'm in a...
Are you able to just kind of,
yeah.
like, roam around?
I'm not like, oh, look at me, I'm in the cage with the gorillas and
right.
I shouldn't be or something like
yeah.
that. Well, I think I would make it my job to try to get around and see absolutely every single animal in the zoo, which in many zoos, unfortunately, you could probably do. At the North Carolina Zoo, I'm not sure you could do that. It's a pretty expansive place.
I think so.
Yeah, with you know, I mean, it's a lot of real estate. Of course, you have all night, right? Just
right.
you and your flashlight.
Yeah, I don't know how lit up the place is that night.
Yeah, probably not very lit
probably
up.
Not
you know, you
very.
Want the animals to be in a pretty natural habitat in a good zoo.
Right.
So that's not like being in the kids' zoo. That would be really fun to be in overnight. I might be sitting there with a giraffe saying, I wish I was in the kids' zoo.
Yeah.
At University Place.
Because then you could just go around and
yeah.
like.
Play with stuff.
Play with all of the,
yeah.
the makery stuff and everything.
I mean, I think,
yeah.
yeah, I think I'd want to go to where the baby animals are and just
okay.
play with the baby animals if the mommies would let me.
That would be fun.
What do you think the chances of that are?
Probably slim, but I bet it depends on the animal.
yeah.
It probably doesn't depend that much on the animal. I
oh,
feel
that's,
like the...
I know what it was. I would take embarrassing selfies with all the sleeping
oh,
animals.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Right? Just like a frat party.
Yeah,
too much
yeah.
to drink and they're passed out.
Post
and I would
them
just,
all on...
Yeah.
Post them all on Twitter. That's also a really good way to get rescued because if you're posting
exactly.
things on Twitter,
there you go. Hey,
yeah.
hey, this leopard doesn't seem so dangerous to me.
The police will show up very quickly.
if and you post them
on
ZooTube.
Media. Oh God.
It's Friday.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. We have Gene Boldick in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler. When we